The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 1-2 overall and host Southern Miss at noon Eastern time on ESPN News. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
All right, we are coming off of another disappointing loss. We had a slow, bad start to the football game in Miami and then made a rush at the end and gave ourselves a chance to win it, but of course in overtime did not. So it was disappointing. I appreciated the effort of the kids and the coaching staff as we went through the game because it was hard early. But we stayed at it and played better football as the game went on. And like I said, at the end gave us a chance to win. And now we're looking forward to playing Southern Mississippi team that has put up a lot of points, a lot of yards. I thought played Mississippi State real well for a long time in that game and then won their other two non-league games. So we are excited to try to get back on the winning track.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Lakin Littman from USA Today Sport.
Hey, Mike. What's the thought process like when you ice a kicker, and how late do you wait to call the timeout?
Well, you know, I think that we did that really the other night, and we waited right. I was watching the center as he got ready to just before he was getting his hands placed on the ball, and we called timeout then. And I think that sometimes it might be a good thing just for the review of what you want your team to do in the form of a block, and just have time to review that. You know, in our case, it was a game winner, so just to be able to go over exactly what we wanted to try to do here with it is one reason to do it, and then the obvious one is to have him think about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Adam Kilgore from the Washington Post.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Adam. Good.
Good.
Thanks.
I'm wondering, from your time in both the college and the time you spent in the NFL as well, what do you think the biggest separators are between coaches who make the jump from college to the pros and have a lot of success and coaches who make the jump and aren't quite as good at it?
Well, boy, I don't know if this is exactly true. Like in my case, you know, we didn't do very well, and I always look back on it at that point, and I thought it would have been a lot better to have had NFL experience. So you take a guy like Pete Carroll and like Jim Harbaugh did. Jim was with, not only played, but coached a little bit with the Raiders. So I think that possibly could be a common denominator with some of those guys that have made the jump and done very well in pro football.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, just having the knowledge of kind of the difference in the game as you see it and roster size and scheduling and draft and all that stuff, it would be better. And I think it probably helped people that have been in the league.
Yeah. Just you mean to kind of have at least some kind of taste of it before you start your own.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when I got my first head coaching job, I had been an assistant in the Canadian League for, I guess, a total of 4 or 5 years. And then, you know, I felt fairly comfortable. I was still nervous, but I was more comfortable because I knew the league, I knew the players, I knew how the world went that way.
Yeah. I wonder if schematically, do you think there's anything to the fact that the coaches who succeed might be more willing and able to sort of use a more multiple offense as opposed to being dedicated to one style. And, I mean, I'm not really referencing what you did specifically because I know you actually were pretty multiple there with the Chargers, but I wonder if you have any thoughts on that.
I think that that's, you know, the college game has a ton of variety in it, and when you're coaching in it, you know, I know when you're I can better speak to my 12 years in the Pac-12. We faced every kind of offense. You'd see guys spread sideline to sideline, or sometimes you'd play Stanford, and everybody on the field was between the hashes. So the variety of things that you saw and had to deal with and therefore might like to bring out, you know, I think that is important. And you see people like Jim did at San Francisco with Kaepernick and Pete's doing in Seattle a little bit with Russell Wilson, is the quarterback is kind of multidimensional and has given defenses problems.
And our next question comes from the line of Todd Jones from Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Mike, I was wondering if you could assess Tommy Armstrong's play so far this season, and then also just how important it is for a quarterback to be a leader at a time when you've had a couple tough losses.
You know, I think Tommy has really made a ton of progress. I was very proud of him in the last ball game because it was hard. We had a total of 6 drops in the game, and then he had it within himself to play a ton of good football in the fourth quarter, made a bunch of really, really good throws. He's a top-notch competitor. He will, he's the kind of guy that will be very, very eager as we go through this week to get ready to play again. I don't worry about him at all that way because he likes football and he likes to compete, and he'll get ready. So I think his numbers have been good. He was down in percentage a little bit. He'd been up 60-plus percent for a couple games, and he's played a couple of really good defenses in BYU and Miami, and we were down a little bit, but he did have 6 drops, which would have put him back probably pretty close to what he's been doing. So I'm pleased with him.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Todd.
You can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Bill Landis from Cleveland.com.
Hey, Mike, kind of a broader one here, too. I know from week to week, defenses will put in wrinkles, I guess maybe depending on matchups and things like that, but how often in your career have you ever come across an opponent who completely changes its base defense from what you saw on film?
Oh, boy, I don't know, Bill. That is that's hard. Like my personal philosophy and what I try to tell our coaches is what we do in camp and spring practice and establish, that's going to be who we are because you can't. You can't all of a sudden become somebody different in the middle of the season, and I don't know if I've ever seen a wholesale change like that.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.